This video shows the pain of Western women because men are replacing them with foreign women. They are really hurt.
9 times out of 10, you are not getting these men in their prime. And the reason why this garbage started in the first place is because these passport bros went around and said, "Oh, look at this other group of women. They're so much better than you." And that will naturally put anyone on the defense.
That about these foreign women talking about, "I got your man." Girl, those girls, as soon as they get that visa, they're going to be gone in 24 weeks, if not 3 months. Because guess what? They're going to realize that those guys were discarded and unwanted for a reason.
Look, when you say that you're a passport bro, I'm just keeping it real. When you say that, you are publicly admitting that you don't have the personality, social skills, or the confidence to get a lady in your country.
Y'all will buy a plane ticket to go to another country to pay a woman or a femme-presenting person to have adult relations with you. But tell me something, incel black men, you red pill popping, podcast watching, pathetic excuses for men. Tell me this. If y'all are so desirable, right? If y'all are what every woman wants, why y'all got to go so far and work so hard and spend so much money just to find a woman to lay down with you?
There has been a growing trend of Western men traveling to Asian countries in search of traditional women for cooking, cleaning, and taking care of them, often referred as passport bros. However, this trend has received criticism from many women on both different continents who find it offensive and regressive.
Now we will dive deep on those videos so we can have a better understand of today's content.
9 times out of 10, you are not getting these men in their prime. And the reason why this garbage started in the first place is because these passport bros went around and said, "Oh, look at this other group of women. They're so much better than you." And that will naturally put anyone on the defense. 15 years ago, when my grandma was about 75, she was talking about how some guy at the senior center proposed to her. But he didn't have enough money, so she turned him down. If my grandmother can get a man, then why do you feel so high and mighty that you can get one too? If these men treat women from their own tribe like garbage, what makes you think that you will fare any better? They're pitting women against each other, and if you were as smart as you claim to be, you would see it and not fuel.
Let's read some comments of this video. Notice how they always say they don't need these men, but yet they spend all their time talking about them. If you don't need something, why would you waste a second focusing on it? They are mad because we want to travel without them. My wife is from Brazil, raised in a two-parent household, no kids, no tats, speaks 3 languages, and we've been married for 8 years. Don't let these Western shame you from finding your queen. All you young brothers gotta do is help another brother to explore the world. Once you get your passport and leave the country for the first time, you'll never be the same. Keep traveling. Why is there so much discussion about men that are discarded and unwanted? Dings dongs. Men that none of us want here. I just don't believe that shaming tactics will bring passport brothers back to the table. My guess is that only traditional women can do that. BW, as well as all American women, should have figured this out quite easily, given their time in the workforce. If you don't or can't do the job, then you'll be replaced. If BW and American women can't be wives, then American men will replace them with better women. It's that simple.
That about these foreign women talking about, "I got your man." Girl, those girls, as soon as they get that visa, they're going to be gone in 24 weeks, if not 3 months. Because guess what? They're going to realize that those guys were discarded and unwanted for a reason. Let these girls get their bag and embarrass themselves, because they know, trust me, they know they're contributing to the prejudice and the racism of black women. They know. They know. But they'll see. Because once people find out that it was them talking all that shit and they're over here and then they're over here on the struggle bus trying to figure out how to get it together, we're not going to be there for them. Let them do the struggle thing. And listen, these chicks are smarter than what you think. They probably, as soon as they get that visa, they're going to get with some Brad or some dude that is their race, their culture. They're going to get with that guy. They're going to forget all about Tyrion and Latravius. Trust me.
Sorry for disturbing. If you like the video, don't forget to subscribe. It will motivate me to work and post every day for our community. Let's check some comments of this video. You're right, these women see their backup plan failing right before their eyes. Sad part is that they can fix this by changing their ways. But they got too much pride to admit they were wrong. All these women needed to do was learn from the Asian women a thing or two on how to keep a man, but no. They started to insult and belittle my sisters. Now they want to play the race card, lol. When they started to attack them first. Passport brothers are winning and they can't stand it. These men are getting as far away as far they can go. They get on social media shaming men for getting their passports and going overseas. You know why they shame these men and the passport brothers? Because they know that they are losing the battle. If a person picks someone to be with, that's on that person. Why are you looking at what others want when you could be focusing on yourself? At this point, they don't know any better. Their mothers failed them. That's really who they should be mad at. Most men realize that if they meet up with a woman overseas, the first rule is to not bring them back to the U.S. for fear of them turning into the very thing passport brothers were running away from modern women.
It has been a growing trend of Western men traveling to Asian countries in search of traditional women for cooking, cleaning, and taking care of them, often referred as passport bros. However, this trend has received criticism from many women on both different continents who find it offensive and regressive.
Listen to how she is referring to a traditional woman. She wants to make it seem like it is something bad and oppressive. Yes, she is probably one of those women who call themselves strong and independent. I don't need a man. Then they do a short video about men trying their best to find the type of women who want them, the type of women who need a man. So, her understanding of traditional women is all about cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the man? She got it completely wrong. For all my brothers, stay strong. Don't let these bitter women affect you with their bitterness. Always do what makes you happy. If you want to go overseas to find a wife, do that. Leave this type of strong and independent women with their bitterness and loneliness. Let's read the most interesting comments of this video. I am a passport bro and never been happier. What's wrong with being a traditional woman? What's regressive about wanting one and looking for one? This might be a great solution for both parties. I personally know two men who have done this and they are extremely happy. I don't consider family-oriented women offensive or regressive. I consider them normal. I see nothing wrong with men going elsewhere to find traditional wives. I would love to find a place where I can find a traditional husband. And when I was in the military, I met many of these traditional Asian wives. Even though they didn't work outside of the home, they ran a tight household. There was no passivity there. And their husbands were not controlling. The only criticism comes from modern women who are not traditional or simps who pander to them. These men want traditional women, not independent boss BS. Simple.
The cost of an adult passport as of 2022, I believe, is $130. But y'all won't pay for a dinner date at Applebee's for two for 20 because that's gold digging if she expects you to pay and she should split that bill with you. Y'all will buy a plane ticket to go to another country to pay a woman or a femme presenting person to have adult relations with you, but won't go to therapy because that's a waste of money. But you won't go on dates with women that are not exclusive and having adult relations with you and pay for things for them because you don't want to be used for your money. You won't pay for a matchmaker or a lifestyle coach to help you work on finding a woman that would be a suitable partner for you. But you will go to another country and pay a human trafficker or a PIMP to give you access to someone that's probably aged to exploit them in order to get yourselves off. This entire video, right? You're proudly holding up your passports as a flex on American women, specifically black women that are no longer co-signing to patriarchal BS and the misogyny that is a lot of you black men in this country, in order to show us that you have options. Much like when y'all ran to white women and said that they were the preferential women, much like how y'all ran to every other non-black woman and said that they were the preferential women, you may have found a couple of outlier black women pick me's that were in their feelings, but the vast majority of us did not give two collectives rubbed together. And but tell me something, incel black men, you red pill popping, podcast watching, pathetic excuses for men. Tell me this. If y'all are so desirable, right? If y'all are what every woman wants, why y'all got to go so far and work so hard and spend so much money just to find a woman to lay down with you?
I have no idea why this woman is concerned about Passport Brothers. She has no business talking about them, because I know for sure that those men traveling wouldn't give her a chance anyway. Most of these women are upset because they are losing their validation source. They are panicking because there will be fewer guys available for them, but instead of getting better, they decide to use the shaming strategy, but it will not work for them. Trying to shame men or foreign women will not change anything. Men will always look for the women with right qualities and values to build a family with. So, if you don't have that, forget it, men will not choose you. Now we are going to read the most interesting comments of this video. I thank social media for allowing these women to show us exactly who they are. If you don't have haters, you're doing something wrong. This woman is a prime example of why Passport Brothers exist. I have to share this. I was an award-winning therapist. Going into the second year, my wife began out of nowhere with verbal insults to physical abuse of me. I asked her to get counseling to address what was happening. She refused, claiming that I was the source of the conflicts. So I agreed to enter counseling sessions with her. She left it up to me to choose the marriage counselor. I purposely chose a black female counselor who had 30 years of experience. Within 5 sessions, the black woman counselor singled out my wife's behaviors as being problematic for our relationship and implored her to take the projects she was giving us to work on more seriously. At which point my wife declared that she was no longer willing to work on the relationship and would be seeking a divorce. Men who can afford to travel outside of the country aren't even looking at this woman anyway. She shouldn't be upset, because it won't affect her. Hit them with their own line, "Who hurt you?" She sounds very hurt. But isn't she one of those girls that say that all men are dusties? She is strong, she doesn't need no men. Be strong and brave. While the men go somewhere else. She seems like the kind of person who enjoys ruining other people's day. She is mad that men aren't lining up to get rejected by her because her self-esteem depends on harming others. Little does she know that by making videos like this, she is educating men on their options and demonstrating what happens if you date someone in the US. Kudos to the lady with the snake on her head. She's another example of a shopper's paradox during a supply chain shortage. No alternative choices when her first choice is out of stock. Thanks for watching. If you like the video, subscribe to give me more motivation and you will not miss my daily post.